It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
In theory, when I respond, absolutely, I could be saying, absolutely no, but we know that that is not the case.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and with us now is University of Michigan English Professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Good morning.
Bob from Kalamazoo wrote to us with this one. He has issues with absolutely.
I'm really glad Bob raised this question about what's going on when people say absolutely to mean yes. In other words, someone says, can you meet me at 2? And I say, absolutely.
Sure.
It's enthusiastic,
yeah.
But what's going on here? Luckily for us, there was a study in 2007 by Hongyin Tao at UCLA who used 4 spoken databases, corpora of spoken American English, to try to figure out what's going on with absolutely. And he looked at 2 ways that absolutely occurs. One he called the dependent absolutely. This is when absolutely occurs before an adjective. So absolutely right, absolutely perfect, or absolutely wrong.
Fabulous.
Absolutely fabulous. And then there's the independent absolutely. And this would be the one, for example, in response to a question where someone just says absolutely.
Yeah.
Here's the interesting thing he found. With the dependent absolutely, where it was modifying an adjective, or it could be an adverb, twice as often it occurred with a positive adjective instead of a negative one. In other words, we're twice as likely to say absolutely great, absolutely perfect, as opposed to absolutely impossible.
Yeah, or as a parent would say, absolutely not.
Right.
Yeah.
But that one will occur less often. So his argument is that because absolutely takes on these more positive connotations, because it's often linked with positive adjectives, that makes it easier to become a word that means agreement or is an affirmative.
Yeah. Here's one that I'm troubled by sometimes. Perfect. If I go to a restaurant and I'll order something, the server will say, perfect. Like, I just made the most brilliant decision in ordering. And it's everywhere. I hear it all the time.
I do, too. And it's kind of wonderful because it makes you feel like you just make the best choices,
mm-hmm.
that whatever I order, perfect.
Yes.
How would you like the salmon cooked? Medium. Perfect. I think I just make one good choice after the next.
Yeah.
I'm interested in this enthusiastic affirmative. I think there's some chance it is super polite. I think one way to think about it is that it is very other-oriented, as linguists would say. In other words, when we use perfect, we are complimenting the person we're talking to. In that way, it's very polite. There's some chance that this use of perfect to mean yes or to express enthusiastic agreement is related to the hyperbolic perfect in something like, this weather is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not perfect. It's just really nice.
Well, it's been pretty nice out, I must say. But I do think of it also as it, when you said being polite, because I've done that. If I've scheduled appointments and someone says, yes, that will be great, perfect.
Right.
It may not be, but I say it anyway.
That's right. And I think people who are hearing it and are feeling a little annoyed about it, I think they may be more annoyed by just the frequency of it than by the actual meaning change. That the fact that perfect has weakened is okay, but right now it's in fashion and it's everywhere.
That's perfect for me. Thanks, Anne.
Have a good Sunday.